I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The World Health Organization issues a dire warning amid Sudan's descent into chaos. Technicians can't access a laboratory seized by one of the warring parties in order to secure biohazardous materials. Arnie, with Unfolding Word, says,
I don't know if the probability of biological warfare is significant or not, but there's a reasonable probability that things could be mishandled. The larger risk is that care isn't taken to secure what's in the lab, and therefore things can escape unintentionally and cause damage that way.
The two generals fighting to control Sudan agreed to a three-day truce this week, giving thousands of foreigners and nationals a chance to escape. Pray the Sudanese Christians who partner with Unfolding Word can reach safety, and pray for supernatural peace in Sudan. And is the evangelical practice of sharing your Christian faith wrong? According to a 2019 Barna study, nearly half of Christian millennials said yes. However, Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says representing Jesus Christ isn't optional for his followers. He offers a simple starting point for gospel conversations.
One thing every believer has is their story. Your story of how your life is different because Jesus is in it from what it would be if he wasn't. That's your hope story.
You can find gospel resources from Ron Hutchcraft Ministries at missionnews.org.
I believe we've overcomplicated this, made it scarier than it needs to be, because you are the very best messenger for the people that you are involved with.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby. Called Get Hope, it's meant to encourage you through Scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.